This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
We heard it was coming, and it was made official today. The general manager and dealer principal of Stanleywood Chevrolet Company in Batesville says his company has added Buick, GMC, and Cadillac to its line of automobile products. Wood said these GM lines make Stanleywood a full-line General Motors dealership. The product lines were acquired from Lakeside Cadillac, Buick, and GMC of Batesville. Wood said Lakeside will close and he'll bring the product line to his dealership location in central Batesville. Wood said the purchase from Lakeside gives Stanleywood Chevrolet, Scottwood Chrysler, the most comprehensive line and the largest inventory in north central Arkansas. Stanleywood Chevrolet has been owned and operated by the Wood family since December 15, 1939. And in 1987, Chrysler and Dodge were added to the product offering. The vehicle line was further expanded in 1995 with the addition of Jeep. Now, the company's product line includes Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Well, just when we thought the city of Gould, Arkansas, was going to violate the U.S. Constitution, they've changed their mind. Sources say the city council will meet next month to repeal two recent ordinances that the Arkansas Municipal League told them was unconstitutional. One of the measures bans the citizens group from operating in the southeastern Arkansas city, while the second forbids any new organization that isn't approved by the council. An alderman says the council didn't realize the measures were illegal. Just when you think your area of Arkansas has been suffering, consider this. The tiny Arkansas town of Sparkman has lost more than half of its population since 1950, has virtually no jobs, and its lone school is on the brink of closing. Now, the community is trying to save itself by tapping into the economic development potential of its children. A new scholarship program aims to draw new families to town to keep the school system alive. During the Batesville City Council's meeting earlier this week, the new City Parks Director Jeff Owens was introduced. He said his goals for 2011 are to increase accountability among employees, to address maintenance downfalls, to evaluate all policies and procedures, and to also evaluate all park-related contracts. He said there's a $13,000 grant to replace park signage at Riverside and Fitchew Parks. Owen said he'll be doing an economic impact report on the recent state T-ball tournament, as well as the Cal Ripken 12-year-old state tournament and the swim meet, which brought several hundred visitors into town, including participants. And a new Teen Miss Independence County was selected last night at the Independence County Fair. 16-year-old Jordan Hicks of Floral was named Teen Miss Independence County 2011. She's the daughter of Tim and LaRonda Hicks. First runner-up, 15-year-old Cassie Hendricks of Newark, the daughter of Randy and Marla Hendricks. And the second runner-up, 16-year-old Savannah McCarty, the daughter of Lynn and Lana McCarty of Batesville. Selected as the most photogenic, Tyra Nicole Stubbs, a 13-year-old daughter of Mitchell and Terry Stubbs, and voted Miss Congeniality by the contestants, Bentley Madison Barnes, a 13-year-old daughter of Jason and Alicia Broadway of Newark.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.